Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Lickety-split fashion.
That's what they call me on the beat. Lickety-split.
Lickety-split Weeder.
Dan Weeder.
We'll mention this mainly because Dan Weeder said we would mention this nugget.
Bears beat reporter for The Athletic.
What I love about the emergence of the running game is they haven't had to reinvent the wheel. They went into the bye week believing that they could get this unlocked, believing it could be unlocked with very little details that were tended to with more attention, and they've come out and run the ball with authority and run the ball the way that they've always wanted to.
Co-host of the Take the North podcast.
Studs, if the Bears pull off that upset, I would recommend you get the Cypress Hill music out and you play Insane in the Membrane and you just have a 4-minute dance party.
I mean, like, look, you guys know me. I know that
everything
song.
Is fine. It's a big time.
Are you trying to get crazy with this? Eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Dan Weederer.
Dan Weederer? Go ahead, Dan.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
That is outstanding. You're listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday presented by your local Ford dealers and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. And Dan Weederer joins us. Courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, for all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. So was Black Sunday your favorite Cypress Hill album, or what?
Well, that one was from the prime, right? That's from the high school day for sure. And yeah, there was definitely some jams on there that would keep you going through some practices.
So what was the name of the hype man again? Lawrence, I always forget his name.
Be Real was the lead guy.
Right.
And then there's Sendog. Our guy Sendog.
Sendog was the one who
Insane in the Brain.
A to the K. Hits from the bong, like every
you
track.
Got them all.
Every track he's doing that.
We ain't going out.
Exactly. So who's that guy on the Bears, Dan? I'll hang up and listen for your answer.
Grady Jarrett.
No, you're right.
I think you're
ultimate,
right.
Ultimate hype man, yeah. Grady Jarrett.
Grady Jarrett. Yeah, he might not
it
play.
It actually might be Ben, to be honest with you guys. He might be the ultimate hype man for this whole team.
Wow, that's interesting.
I feel like if you and Ben got into a conversation about Cypress Hill, he would have thoughts.
I think you'd probably be able to relate and go some places with us. So thanks for planting that seed. We'll get there on one of these Fridays upcoming.
There you go. Hey, do we have a potential disaster moment in the secondary here, Dan Weederer? I find myself very concerned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You should be concerned. I did say to Grody just a little bit ago that if I had presented you this scenario in the middle of August, that the Bears would be going to Baltimore without Jalen Johnson, Tyreek Stevenson, and Kyler Gordon, I think you would have been like, okay, I'm going to make other plans for that particular Sunday, right? I do think that the Ravens are vulnerable enough that you have an opportunity to try to create some doubt for them early in that football game, but the secondary depletion is really, really concerning right now. And now you've got to figure out if you're getting 80% Lamar Jackson, 90% Lamar Jackson, what that whole thing looks like, because that's going to be the entire thing that dictates the outcome of this football game.
No doubt about it. I agree with you on that. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about the Bears quarterback for a second.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
When it comes to the assessment of what Caleb Williams is at this point, and we all know that progress doesn't have to be linear, it just seemed like it had been a little linear for Caleb. How's he handling, and how are the Bears handling them winning with him not playing his best ball?
I think everyone's handling it all right. I think that there's obviously a cushion that's there when you're winning football games and you can go back and make the corrections without all the tension hovering in the air. I just think that there is, you know, some areas that need to ascend quickly. I mean, last week, when you look at some of the pre-snap difficulties they had, not only with false starts, but with cadence that created some quarterback center exchange issues, those things shouldn't still be happening. Your passing game has been altogether inconsistent for most of the season. You've got to figure out a way to unlock some things with the extended play passing game, which has surprisingly been kind of missing here for the last month or so. And so they've got to find ways to get that revived and going again. I just think there's a lot here for Caleb to continue growing with. And I think everyone just has to be very honest with themselves, even with the success of the team, that stuff can't be just so easily dismissed, because ultimately you're going to get to a point where you need your quarterback to be the star of the football team or the guy that's winning you games. And he's got to get there quicker than maybe it's appearing he will right now.
All right, let's talk about the extended play passing game. I've been annoyed.
Yeah.
I've been annoyed that Caleb was focused on that myself, because I feel like the other stuff is the stuff that has to get right, and the extended play stuff will come because it has come for him in the past, and it's like gravy in some ways. And I like gravy. Gravy's delicious, but what's going wrong,
yeah,
other than him in that extended play passing game?
So I think it's an issue that's important here, Speaks, because it is supposed to be the thing that is sort of your life raft when the other stuff isn't clicking, that you can lean on that. That's what he came into the league sort of praised as a superhero in. Like, you're going to get out on the move, you're going to avoid pressure, you're going to be able to make throws, and you're going to drive defenses crazy with the ability to make, you know, second play completions down the football field. Against New Orleans, there was just some hesitance there. And it seems like the talking point this week at Hallis Hall has been, look, like, if you're a 3-point shooter and you've missed your last 8 threes, get to the rim. And when they say get to the rim, they mean take a 6-yard scramble, get out, see green grass, hit it, slide, get 6 yards, keep us on schedule and keep us going there. Ultimately, both Press Taylor, the passing game coordinator, and then Ben today said that they used part of the bye week to reemphasize their scramble drill rules and to make sure everybody's on the same page with those, so that when they do get into situations where that becomes something that they need to lean into, they can lean into it and have success with it. And I think that's what's been a little bit jarring, is they haven't had the success that they've wanted even when Caleb escapes, there's just not positive plays and backbreaking plays coming out of that. And so little by little, they've got to unlock that. And some of that is just quarterback feel. And for whatever reason, last Sunday against New Orleans, Caleb didn't seem to have the right feel with that.
No, he didn't. He looked uncomfortable and
whole game. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing that was jarring to me is, and I don't know if it was one of those things where you look across the sideline, you know, it's a guy that you kind of don't like, who's quarterbacking the other team, and you want to show that you're the best disciple of Lincoln Riley or whatever it is. I don't know if that played a role in it, or if the thing that I'm worried about, Dan, is if New Orleans put stuff on tape that better teams might be able to do better than them.
Sure. And look, like I think if you reflect back on last year, there are instances where 3-4 defenses have shown the ability to make Caleb uncomfortable at times. I said all throughout last week that the short week is a challenge, particularly with what they came off of, right? Like, we all have to remember that emotional win came on a Monday night in Washington, and you've got to reset quickly. And so there is a little bit of a dynamic there that factors into your preparation for the next opponent that may have been a little bit disjointed. Well, you've got a full week now, and you've got, I think, 6 consecutive noon Sunday games where you're going to have a routine and a rhythm to everything you do, and you better use that rhythm to attack that week's game in a way that puts you in position to have success. And they're going to have a chance this weekend. Look, like, this Ravens defense, I know they're getting healthier. I know what they've been in the past, but they've been vulnerable this year, and they've given up some yards, and they've given up some passing yards with little pass rush to speak of. And so you need to try to find a way to take advantage of that.
Durham Smythe got used a lot last game, and not all of that was after Cole Kmet got hurt. There was some three tight ends sets from Ben as he kind of re-emphasized the run, certainly over the last couple games. Mm-hmm. So is this tight end crew in Colston Loveland ready to play without Cole?
They better be. And this is the first time that a Bears team has had to play without Cole since Cole was drafted. And so that's a streak that comes to an end, and it's an impressive streak. And you realize how hurt Cole must be to not be able to make it into this game. And so now you've got to find what your answers are for this particular opponent. And that's what it's been impressive about Ben, and it's been a priority for him. He said it since the day he got here that he wants to be able to morph week to week and be able to have things, teed up that they can attack that specific opponent with things that make that specific opponent vulnerable. We'll see what that is against the Ravens on Sunday, which direction they decide to go. I think you guys probably would agree that it was really encouraging that they were hell-bent on using the bye to find answers for their running game, and then they found answers for their running game.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have seen an improvement. And of course, then there's all the injuries, and Roshon Johnson is going to be out of this game. I don't know. Like, I know that you look at the list and you go, wow, this is a lot of firepower for the Bears to try and overcome. When you look at the list of guys that are out, who's the most important?
Okay, so there's 5 of them. I mean, Kyler's got to be the most important of the guys that are out for this game. I just think that he's such a valuable defensive chess piece. And this, I think this would be his 12th missed game since he got here. And so, that total's starting to get up there, right? Like, and you got to, look at that with an honest evaluation and figure out how can we get this to come down a little bit. That's got to be the most significant to me. I'd probably put Tyreek second behind that. And then, it's not easy. And then Cole's obviously a part of that list as well. And you're just going to have to find ways to compensate, but that's what good teams do. And when you're trying to contend, you better have some depth and you better have some answers to help you get through some of these rough patches.
How much do you believe of the improvement of the Bears run defense over the last 2 weeks, considering the challenge that's in front of them Sunday?
It's a challenge. great time to take the test, I think, Lawrence, because look, like, Patrick Ricard's coming back. He hasn't been available to the Ravens all year. You talk to people around the league and there's nothing but praise for what he brings to that running game. It's already hard enough to take down that rampaging bull that is Derrick Henry coming out of their backfield. And then you put a 300-pound fullback in front of him and let him do some damage at times. And so this is a really good test because, obviously we know what Derrick Henry is. We know what Lamar at his best fast, can be on the move. And so I don't know. I don't know what to make of the success the run defense has had as far as a long-term projection. But I think this is a very good test for us to come back Monday and say, okay, now we see what they are as a run D.
Dan Weeder of The Athletic is here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. Couple things from last Sunday's game, because you don't get to talk to the coordinators until yesterday. Snap issues, are we sure that those are cleared up? How much was Dahlman? How much was Caleb?
I didn't get clarity on that much throughout the week at all, other than that there were some cadence communication issues. And that's when we talk about the pre-snap operation. I think Ben has been very firm with Caleb and being like, look, like that starts with you. There may be other guys that contributed to it, but like the quarterback is the guy in charge, and he's the one that controls the entire pre-snap operation. That's got to get cleaned up. We've seen too many hiccups there. We've seen too many penalties there. There's just too much sloppiness. And that's the type of stuff that's going to give Ben a coronary before time is up. If it persists, right? Because he just can't handle that type of sloppiness. And some of that sloppiness came in such key moments. You're down inside the red zone, you're down inside the 10, and you know, you're not even able to get the play run because you can't get the snap clean. That stuff's going to kill you against really good opponents. They got a really good opponent presumably this weekend in Baltimore, and so you got to get that cleaned up quickly.
And then Caleb's interception, where it looked like his eyes never left that target, was that the concern from Declan Doyle's perspective or not?
His concern was more that the football was just not precise, you know, that if you put that outside a little more and you don't give the defensive back an opportunity to come make a play on it, you probably have a completion. And so this is NFL accuracy, right? And that's the precision that's required on this level, particularly with some of those intermediate throws, to be able to make those sing. And so look, like Caleb hasn't had a problem taking care of the football for most of his time here. I think that was a mistake that he'd want back. It hasn't been a consistent problem, but it does sort of reemphasize that need for precision in the passing game. And that's something we talked last week about ball location, right? That's ball location. And so that's going to be something that he's got to continue to work on this climb.
Dan, I know that you're worried about what's happening with the Bears, but that you're also a big thinker when it comes to sports overall and league in general. Have you had a chance to talk to anyone NFL-wise about what's happening with the NBA?
I have not yet, Lawrence, and it's I've got like four or five articles bookmarked for my flight tomorrow that I want to read to catch up on some of this. And so it's fascinating from the surface level that I've been able to dive into it at this point. But man, there seems like there's a lot more layers that I got to get comfortable with.
Yeah, because I mean, look, it's gambling on NFL planes happens too. You know, like that, oh, yeah. That's been a part of the culture of football for a long time.
And these are competition addicts, these people.
No doubt. And it, you know, look, and we're living in a world where we've put gambling in all forums everywhere, right? Like, I mean, you can't even get a score anymore without knowing how it affects the money line. And we're watching Thursday Night Football last night on Amazon Prime, and you're getting updates on when a guy passed his player prop total, right? Like, that's a winner, you know. And you're like, oh, okay, we're doing this now, okay? Like, so it's everywhere now, and it's part of the existence, and everybody's got to figure out how to get there comfortably.
As a matter of fact, this segment with Dan Weeder is sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel.
Come on,
it's
now.
Meant to be.
Come on now. It's like Lawrence scripted it right there. Hey, Dan, I've heard you hint a couple of times now. You think there's a chance Baltimore has a little quit in them, or at least a will that you might be able to bend if things start to go bad, huh?
When I woke up on Monday morning, I figured that this was a Ravens team coming off the bye, playing at home, getting healthier, that would be able to just kind of determine how big their winning margin was going to be. And the deeper I've gotten into the week and the more I've talked to people, it just feels like they're in a weird state. And you know me, I'm a big vibes guy. I'm not out there, but I know people who are out there who describe it as just kind of a weird vibes week out in Owings Mill, Maryland. And so I don't know, man. It's, you know, it's year 18 of Harbaugh. It's a team that had Super Bowl expectations coming into the year. They're 1-5. They mm-hmm. they realize they're up against the ropes. I expect them to come throwing haymakers on Sunday just because they know this is their last chance to really salvage their season. But like I say, if you can land the first one, then all of a sudden you can plant that seed of doubt in them. And all of a sudden, you know, the momentum of a Sunday can take over. And we've seen before that weird things can happen.
Yeah, it just ain't right that the veterans took away the pinball machine when John Harbaugh is the one who gave it to him in the first place. And he didn't even know about
it. How about the fact that the Bears put out a video this week with guys like playing pop shot
and playing darts and just having a great time. Like, we're relaxed and we're loose. I love it. It's all out there, and it's fun to be in this situation, to be on the opposite side of it, looking at someone else's misfortune for once and trying to figure out how they're going to deal with it. I talked to Dress Rebeck, my colleague at The Athletic, and, you know, we've been on opposite ends of the spectrum. They go to the playoffs every year. I go into a coaching search every third year, and so I'm like, hey, we can trade playbooks on how to do this. I know how to cover what you're doing. You know how to cover what I'm doing. Let's trade some thoughts on this and figure out how to make it the best for everybody.
Dan, you're the best, man. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You got it. Enjoy the game Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle? The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.